This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
All right, you know what I was thinking?
What's up?
I was thinking, this is the year I'm finally not going to get shit from nobody for any occasion.
I don't understand that. How can you control if anybody gives you shit?
No. I can control it because I'm not going to spend money on nobody.
Oh, you're not going to get
shit? Yeah, I'm not going to get anybody anything.
Like no presents, no anything?
No presents, no birthdays.
Isn't gifts your love language?
It is. But I'm trying to change my love. I'm trying
you
to
can't
find
change
new ways
your
to
love language. It's a part of you. Like it's like a, it's like a nature versus nurture thing.
I don't believe that. I believe I can become words of affirmation.
I don't think you can become.
Say some nice shit about me.
Okay. You know what? You have been dressing a lot better lately.
That's mean.
That's not mean.
That's mean as shit.
I'm just saying. I can see that you've made money this year.
Oh. Man used to be poor and ugly as shit. But you looking good now.
Did you see Steph Curry's penis yesterday?
I did.
I also did, and I'm mad at myself.
I'm mad because I searched for it.
Yeah, but I didn't search for his penis. I just searched for the memes, and then I came across his penis. Like, I specifically put Steph Curry penis meme.
Wait a minute, what?
What?
So it was me and Sonic.
Ah, Sonic. Sonic, the two gentlemen.
The gentlemen, yes. Sonic, the Sonic Boys. And we were talking tater tots. We have a little show called Talking Tots where we just discuss different ways
love
that you can prepare tater tots.
Shows.
And, yes. Well, and it's more shows. The more shows, the better. Mm-hmm. Which is why, obviously, our new thing, it's a little early for this, but our New Year's resolution is to infiltrate all the other shows on the network, especially the new ones that don't know any better.
The new ones that this is a thing in our contract. It's sort of a Primus Nocte thing. When a new show comes in, we are allowed to infiltrate it at any time, especially when it seems to be drowning.
With yes.
A show is so audibly underperforming.
That's crazy because we just
having to
started
talk about a penis.
On
a show.
To stoop
exactly
to the level
you just
of
started.
Discuss
we just started
a penis
exactly
on the show.
I mean, what
and
else
I go, okay, these guys are desperate. That's desperation. And it
and
stinks.
It's breakfast time.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. And say a penis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen.
Right now is time when I would eat breakfast.
And so you can't
and sausage
have penis
for breakfast.
I mean,
and then I'm kind of talk about a penis with my friends. I'm sorry.
Okay, but I'm confused because usually when I talk about penis,
you
it
let
makes
him
me want,
discuss what happened.
I'm sorry.
And with his friends, he was telling a story before, if you remember.
So we're doing a show.
Okay.
New Tater Tots show.
Uh-huh.
Just because what people don't realize is these Sonic guys have to be in that car all year round. Mm-hmm. And you think, oh, that's
hurt
fun. They do these commercials and it's like, those commercials are 30 seconds long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other 23 hours, 59 minutes and 30 seconds of the day every day that they have to fill? And
because imagine somebody comes by and they see the Sonic guy's car and there's nobody
there's
in
no one
it
inside it.
At yeah. Sonic. And what, imagine, what kind of advertisement imagine is that for Sonic?
Imagine.
I couldn't tell you
the
what
food,
the Sonic
what,
guy
the food made them go to the bathroom?
Empty car.
But the Sonic guy what?
I could, what?
You couldn't tell me what their car looks
I
like?
I couldn't tell you what their car looks
that's
like.
That's true. I've never seen a full shot of the
I've
car.
I've seen the interior.
Yeah, but I've never seen a full shot of the actual car.
Well, you'll recognize the car when you do see it because TJ Jagodowski and Peter Gross will be sitting inside, possibly doing a show about different ways you can prepare tater tots with me, your co-host, Sean Clements.
So wait, you're allowed inside the car?
No, that is part of the okay issue for the show is the sound is not great because
you're outside of the car.
I'm outside and the windows are up. And that has been a challenge.
Okay.
But also there's something cool sonically about the Sonically. Wow. I swear to God I didn't plan that.
No, sure. No.
I swear I didn't plan
no,
that.
No, I felt it.
That's fucking awesome.
I felt that one.
That's so fucking cool when that happens. Yeah. That's improv.
That is improv.
That is improv.
This is why scripted entertainment is dead.
It is.
This is why.
No, Parks and Rec started it.
Mm-hmm. They started improv?
No script. They had scripts, but they were more of like a guide.
Yeah, it was like, if you want. Yeah. You can see that in Chris Pratt's performance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you clearly see that he was like, I'm not doing the script. Because his character is supposed to be very serious, very grounded.
Yes.
His
very
character.
Nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nasty. Supposed to be talking about penis at breakfast time. Mm. This kind of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
And instead, he just has a funny band, and he's sweet, he's in love.
Falls into holes.
Fall in a hole, break leg. Yeah. Yeah.
The show, This Is Now Hollywood Handbook. It's an insider's guide. Did you guys not have a theme song?
Deal with it.
I mean,
we usually do. We talk first and then our theme
song. And then it comes in. What? You know, that's how we do our podcast.
Yeah.
That's how we do our show, Coach.
Things are going to be a little different.
Okay.
Here at Earwolf.
How so? Are they going to change us? Are they going to change us?
Yeah, they change
the
you.
The song is at the front.
It's the fucking corporate structure.
Yeah. It's the freaking Yankees.
We're at the Yankees now?
Welcome to the bigs.
Time to shave
the talking off the front of the episode.
I can't have a mustache of conversation.
No. Not even.
This ain't the Tampa Bay Muskrats anymore or whatever.
Damn, we wasn't even
Mickey
in the majors.
Mouse Club you guys were dealing
we
with.
We was in the minor leagues.
Well, it's the Yankees now, baby.
And this is the Insider's Guide. And we are talking to... And we all have these names, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We do.
That we give ourselves. My sweet friend here is Senior Clemdog Get-A-Bone. I am, of course... His Holiness, the Handsome Haze Man, Mr. Borrow Your Girl. Ooh. We don't steal here.
She will be returned, and all the better for the journey.
And you have these names, which are the Cultural Kings.
The Cultural Kings.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about why you say that.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. I think we just picked four names, and that was the best one out of the four.
Yeah. What's the others?
Black Talk, I think, was one of them.
Just a terrible name.
It was a very bad name.
I can't remember the other ones.
It's a play on Back Talk?
It was a play on Back Talk.
Was it?
Or possibly even Smack Talk, like in the chat of your Yahoo Fantasy League.
Yeah.
Or like the WWE program, Smack Talk. My nerd.
No, it's the chat.
Okay. All right. The AOL chat.
No,
the fantasy
league. It's on fantasy.
Yeah, well,
I don't do fantasy
in the chat. Like, yeah, and you can talk smack to your homies.
Yeah,
and if you're beating their ass, man, in a game, go ahead and drop a little friggin' nastiness on them, and just let them know, hey, check the score.
Yeah, you don't have to go to their house anymore.
I can just type my
to talk that type smack. My shit.
Remember, what you the used chat to have to go wait in their driveway for them to get home.
And when they were across country, it was real tough because you'd have to cancel plans. You'd have to.
And then for us, you can't just have like a random black dude standing in your driveway.
No, you'd have to come up with an excuse of why you were there. So you're probably taking on some sort of a job as like a plumber or a satellite installer. You needed a uniform. Also, you could say check the score.
Speaking of satellite, one of the advantages of the Yahoo Fantasy Smack Talk chat, the government is not listening.
Really?
They're not?
No.
It's a way to exchange encoded, encrypted messages.
Because I'm on ESPN and the government's always checking it.
The shit you could plan in the Yahoo Fantasy Smack Talk.
Is that where it all is planned?
Yes. You have to disguise it as smack. You have to begin it with like, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
stuff like, to make them tune out.
Yeah.
Hey, check the score. Notice some of these numbers.
In the hollow tree.
The blueprint is under it's behind Declaration of Independence. Let's go get it.
Yo, your shit suck. Meet me at United Airlines at 4 p.m. at LAX. Wear very light clothes. All right, I get it.
Love languages. Oh, my God.
Oh, so now y'all want to talk about what we was talking about.
In a better way, yes.
Do it the right way. It actually is an interesting topic if you discuss it properly.
What's everyone's love languages?
Mm-hmm. Apparently mine's are gifts, but I'm trying to change it.
Mine's hygiene.
That's good.
Is that one of the five?
Are there five?
There's only five.
There's five.
What are they?
It's gifts, words of affirmation.
Modern furniture.
No.
Isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Like an Eames chair?
No. That's like language.
See, that's the problem, is that we're getting mixed up between love language and like language.
Yeah. Spaghetti sauce, one of them?
That's like language.
That's like language, too.
That's like language.
Okay, how many of those are there?
There's 17.
Yeah. 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spaghetti sauce,
and
modern
Eve furniture is one of them.
Okay. All right. Wow, maybe I've never been in love.
I think you might
I've
have only
been in like with everyone.
Because there's also wood tap language, which is also very different.
Oh. Talk about that.
Wood tap language is like very good at spelling.
Oh, okay. Mm. And you would tap that.
You would tap that.
When you see them handwrite the word entrepreneur without checking.
Yes. Yo. You go, I would tap.
Uh-oh. I'm impressed by that. Who the fuck can spell entrepreneur without checking?
E-N-D-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R.
Mm-hmm. Did you say D?
And I would tap that.
Sorry to get everyone
guys,
horny at breakfast.
Yeah. Listen, this is breakfast time. We can talk about penis, but we can't be horny. Not until 11:30.
Interesting where you draw your lines.
Edgar.
Ed
yeah.
What is this love language of yours?
Words of affirmation.
Okay.
He needs
to
be
give
affirmed.
Me an example.
So, like, if I do something for you, I don't need you to, like, do
for
something.
Me?
Yeah.
Buddy, you can't do anything for me.
I mean, okay.
You think you could do something for me? Check the scoreboard.
Yeah, what you trying to say? What you really trying to say?
Check the fucking scoreboard. Okay. He's gonna do something for me.
Okay. What y'all planning?
Appreciate it.
Well, that's it. There you go.
You just gave him words of affirmation.
So you're in love now?
I'm in love.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Nice.
Yes,
oh, that's
so
nice.
Easy.
What are the other ones though? There's love, gifts,
acts of service.
Acts of service. Hmm. Oh, you do know.
No, that's just the one I know.
And acts of service, amazingly, is what your wife, Steffi Graf, is so good at.
Yes, that's what
she has one of the fastest acts
of service.
Service
box, yeah.
She has a service
box. No, her act of service, yeah.
Okay.
Was just absolutely demolishing the service box. Just painting the corners of the service box.
Did you make it? Are you guys doing good?
We are not doing well now, but...
Is that a subject we shouldn't broach?
You know what? I should talk about it more. I'm not allowed in the house.
It's time to talk about it.
Yeah. Obviously, I told a story a few weeks ago about really the last time I saw her was that I drove my big old pickup truck onto her lawn, put on the high beams, drank about 50 beers, and tried to get a look at her and whoever that man was inside the house with her.
And you couldn't see?
I couldn't see too good, but also was pretty blurry from the 50 beers.
Yeah.
Sean, can I give you some notes on your approach?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you went in there very obviously. And if you had probably gone in as perhaps a satellite worker or, you know, a postman or something, you could have probably gotten a better look. But you went onto her lawn with your truck, with your high beams on.
This is my wife.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, yeah, but there's still better ways.
I would say it's more disturbing for me to pretend to be a satellite worker. To get into my wife's house.
Depends on what side. What about George Clooney satellites?
Oh, yeah. The ones that
George
track.
Clooney is watching Sudan.
Yes.
Mm. And for like noble
reasons. Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
So what if you borrow George Clooney's Sudan satellite for a bit?
And I go over there to go, hey, can I set this up?
Yeah, you need to watch Sudan. If you was my husband, I would let you in to do that.
Oh my God, this is so nice.
Even
These
with
are
my
words
man
of affirmation,
there.
I think. Is this crossing over into like just being told that if I were your husband, I would be allowed to watch Sudan in your house?
You are. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm feeling in love all of a sudden.
Well, listen, guys, that was our goal. By the time we walk out of here, we're all going to be in love.
Goals.
Hashtag goals.
Hashtag
wife goals.
Hashtag podcast wife goals.
What's, okay, so this show, you're being the cultural kings, and what's the different things that you do on there? Segments is so important, can I just
we
say?
We must have segments. It must be very clear when a segment is
that we
got to
have segments here now, too?
Oh, yeah, Earwolf.
I don't like how much they're changing us.
You gotta have segments. We put them in afterwards. We like decide what, like, based on what we're talking about.
Yeah,
and then we'll have Kevin put in later. Like, now it's time for the penis reprimand, and then we'll reverse engineer it based on what we were saying.
That sounds like a lot of work for Kevin.
He makes a ton of dough.
He just says like five words.
That's still more work than we make people.
Yeah, we don't make our producers do anything.
Who's your producers?
Matt Apodaca.
Matt Diplodocus.
That's our producer. We treat him well.
The black spot, the kiss of death of a podcast.
Is your producer?
Is Matt Apodaca? Damn, nobody told us that.
We chose that curse.
Okay.
I did hear that Spanish Aki Presents got canceled because he was their producer.
Damn, they gone now?
Yeah. Well, wow. first he had us try to fix the show.
Oh, what were you guys' notes to Spanish Aki Presents?
More Spanish.
More Spanish?
Can we get a little more Spanish?
Okay.
It's in the fucking title.
I mean, I'm listening to what's the appropriate amount of Spanish? What's the appropriate amount of Spanish for them?
You want me to put a percentage on it?
Yeah.
100%.
So
any English,
no English at all.
No.
Should it be El Español aquí?
So this is like a very successful bit that we did in the episode.
Okay. All right.
That's fair. That's a good name.
All right. Well, all right. Let me ask you guys this. What should, because we, here's what we do. We don't do segments.
No.
So if we are the cultural king, you're the pros here.
So you deliver a pizza and you're like, enjoy, and it's just a big circle and it has no piece.
No cut.
And you just reach in and grab a hunk.
And everyone have to eat it, pizza. All take it at the same time with their hands and eat from the outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But let me ask you, would you prefer a small little square or would you prefer a big ass slice that you control what you get?
But a circle is not a slice.
Damn.
But it's a whole pizza and that's good.
How many squares can I have?
Six.
Six That's squares.
Six squares.
Versus what? Did you say a big ass slice? Maybe I'm a square. Sign me up for the first one. Sounds good. Jesus.
They're small squares, though.
Yeah, there's not.
I like the square kind because I like my finger to be in the cheese when I'm eating
when
it.
Eating,
I don't like when my finger is on bread. I like my finger to be all the way in the cheese.
In the cheese.
Okay.
I fold it.
You're folded?
I'm allowed to fold it. I'm allowed.
Do you eat it with a fork?
Eat my pizza with a fork and knife. Fork and knife. Fork and knife. That's a little song I would sing sometimes if I was going to eat my pizza with a fork and knife. So now, does that answer your question, Hotshot?
It did.
No segments. Let me just tell you a little thing about being considerate.
Okay.
It makes it very hard for you to go on other shows and for that show to like do a parody version of your show when there is no segment to like construct an idea around.
Well, we have one segment that we do at the end of our show.
And this is called being polite, considerate. Thank you.
It's Queen of the Week.
Yes.
Okay.
Queen of the Week.
And in 5 seconds, you have to think of a woman of color that you want to
shout out for that week.
Meghan Markle.
Okay. That's a good, I mean, that's and potentially one. An actual queen.
Yes.
Potential actual queen.
So, makes it hard for you to do the show in the future. Because everyone will be less correct than that one.
Yeah, he fucked up our segment.
Yeah, that really fucks us.
That fucked up. Yo.
You got one, Sean?
Meghan Markle.
Normally, you can't have the same one.
But we just said that's the right one.
Yeah. But no, we want. But there may be multiple right ones. You got to tell us. That's the same name.
No, I know.
Okay.
Putting a cap on the number of shout-outs that women of color can receive. I don't know.
Is that responsible?
It's not necessarily the America I live in, but...
Yeah, just one for Meghan Markle. Okay.
All right, we got another one. We got another segment, and it's called Would You Rather.
Oh, yeah, we do a Would You Rather.
Okay. Okay. We know.
Should
about
I hit him
this.
With the classic one?
Hit him with the classic one.
Give All me right. the big one.
Here's a classic Would You Rather from Culture Kings. I'll ask both of you this. All right. Would you rather? This is crazy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Keep have building sex? It up. No. Don't Wait. Start it yet. Keep building it up.
Let me Wait. Tell you. No.
I'm
Listen.
Not ready yet. Listen. Keep like, you know.
This get is going to be crazy.
I've got to get in the right frame of mind.
When we get to the end of this question, you're going to be like, that's the question you asked us?
Okay. And I'm going to be like, how do I answer?
You might not want to answer.
Okay.
But I want an answer.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Mm.
Here it is. Would you rather have sex with a goat? And nobody ever thinks you did, no matter what
LeBron?
You say.
Yes.
No, not LeBron James. An actual Billy Goat.
Oh.
Oh, Bill Wennington.
Yes, number 34 Billy of the Goat. Chicago Bulls from 1994 through 1998, mm-hmm. Bill Wennington.
Notice, like, you know. No. Is Jordan winning all those rings? Is he doing Without it by Wennington? Himself?
I'm sorry. There were other guys out there.
There were other guys on that team. There were other guys kidding. On the team. And we needed our backup kidding. Center. We needed our backup center. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather not have sex with the Goat, but everybody thinks you did, no matter what you say?
Hmm.
Everybody's going to think you did.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
I could and make
I,
it cool.
And I have to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Absolutely, 100%. I would prefer that everyone see me have sex with a goat. If I'm going to be guilty, I'm going to do it. Like, if I pick the second one and everyone thinks I did, no matter what I said, I know that's the case.
Yeah.
Then I'm doing it for cash now.
Oh, you're going to make a business out of it.
Please.
Come
goals.
See.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, you kind of modified my answer because now I want to have sex with the goat in front of everybody, but have everyone walk away thinking that I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a gaslight. Wow. Like, yeah. You didn't see that.
They
yeah.
go, well, he wouldn't be willing that. To do it in front of us.
And yeah. I'd do it in front of everybody. I'd go yeah. wild and
so, oh, exactly. Yeah. But they go, mm-hmm. like, there's no way that no. he's really doing it. There yeah. must be some kind of
That's
mirror
magic.
Or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a mirror.
There must be a mirror in the goat's ass.
And my dick's just hitting up against the mirror.
It must be, and it looks like it's going mm-hmm. inside the goat.
And think yeah. of what you can get away with while you're doing this. So while oh, yeah. the goat is like on there, you just walk into the bank and yeah. you just get all the money.
Yeah.
And you
go, oh, and technically, please. While that's happened, yeah. everything you're doing, nobody will ever believe you
No
did
one
it.
Can understand mm-hmm. that it happened. Yeah, exactly. So it's the only yeah, the it's, challenge is not to bust too fast.
Well,
damn.
And what a challenge it is mm-hmm. because just the sheer excitement of knowing that you can get away with anything, it's oh. sort of like being in the Yahoo Fantasy Chat Smack Talk,
oh,
but
in real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's juicing me up with horniness as well.
Before 11:30?
Even before 11:30. Right. So you were talking about penis earlier and yeah. Steph Curry penis, and you're searching for it.
We were searching for the memes.
Mm-hmm. But there's a meme about his penis. So
then you see his penis eventually.
You could say we were searching
for it. And did you see
penis.
It?
I did see
some. We did see it. Yes. I don't
and
know
it's
if
his?
It was his.
It is. Well,
I don't know if
the
it's
Warriors
his.
Are saying it's not his. I think it's his.
Mm.
They're famous for altering medical reports.
They are. They also said it wasn't Kevin Durant's
Similar
leg.
To mm-hmm. what they did. Oh, yeah. After Durant got hurt, they were like, that's not his leg.
No, come on.
What are you talking about?
He hurt his hand. Cut to his leg explodes.
His leg explodes on live television.
That's his hand, guys.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be Milgs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your Milg, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
This is so interesting because we also have a show called The Flagrant Ones.
Yeah.
That is unaffiliated with this network.
Yeah.
And it's so, you talk about this would you rather concept, and we had actually did that first.
A really good one.
Even before this show. Even we better, did it last week.
Hard Would You Rather.
And it was called Hard Would You Rather.
Yeah. And okay. It was really successful segment.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It wasn't necessarily about having sex with goats, but it was, we still found a way to have fun.
Okay.
Well,
listen.
Do you want to play?
You teach us. Yeah. We're here for you to teach us.
Content from that we've already done from other episodes of shows.
Okay.
Would you rather have, on your basketball team, Anthony Davis or Lewis? And now Lewis is a guy who every shot he takes from inside half court, he hits.
Okay.
He will hit it.
Okay.
If he can get the shot off.
Okay.
He's very small. He's 5'3".
Okay. And he's slow as
well. He's unusually slow.
Okay.
So if he can get the shot off, though.
If he can get it, his release is not fast.
So he can be blocked.
Unfortunately, yeah, sure. He will probably get blocked a lot.
Okay.
But every shot that...
You're a coach of a team.
Okay.
You could have Anthony Davis. He's good.
Okay.
Or you could have Lewis.
Let me ask you this.
I just want to clarify. When I say like every shot, it's like 99%. It's not like a superpower. He's just unbelievably good.
But he has to get it off.
Insanely accurate.
He
would be
off.
The best shooter the league has ever known if he could not guard it.
Yeah. Okay. And it has to be like a shot. He can't just like underhand.
Well, and I asked this, and in fact, he can.
Yes,
he can. But it takes him a long time.
It takes him even longer to underhand it than it does to shoot it.
You're gonna see that coming by the time it.
Who else is
That's
on his
very
roster.
Likely to get blocked.
Who else is on this roster?
That's a good question. I mean, it's your team.
Okay.
Okay.
Because if I could get people.
You're the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. Okay. Because if I get some solid screens.
Yeah.
I could get him open.
This is something we talked about.
And I do want to clarify, he's not like coming off those screens with a lot.
So he's
with much burst.
He is physically the worst athlete of all time.
Certainly that the NBA has.
Well, it depends how you define athleticism. I mean, the guy hits 99% of his shots inside a half court.
But that's skill. That's skill. That's not like athletic burst.
Okay.
Right? Because you have people who are phenomenal. Oh,
it's definitely not burst.
Yeah.
Like Kenneth Faried is a phenomenal athlete, but a terrible shooter.
Mm-mm.
All right. Is Kenneth Faried even in the league still?
He is busy right now. And the thing is, his schedule just has been insane.
Yes. So, oh, don't say October through June. Oh, no. I'm so busy.
No.
No, it's July.
Not for him.
Okay. I'm taking Lewis.
The manimal. You have to take Lewis. One thing we discussed was perhaps the rest of your team, as I think you were sort of leaning towards, could sort of form a barricade
around Lewis.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a new sport. With Lewis, I can create a new NBA.
Mm-hmm.
AD is dope, but he just playing the same game that we all play.
But this is a bad plan, because what if, I mean, if he, there's going to be one time where he gets a miss, and the other team is going to easily get the rebound because everyone's just standing
on defense.
Him.
It's a big challenge.
But that's, well, can I take it to the other side of the court? How is he? Is he just useless on the defensive side?
Great
of the
question.
Court?
No, he shoots about 30%. Oh, on defense.
On defense.
Yes, absolutely.
He's useless.
Completely useless.
He's useless.
Yeah.
Well,
so you're playing
and also
five,
you
a
can
decoy.
Try to hurt him. The other team, like,
so you can bad boys piston him.
He would get hurt pretty easily.
The other team can beat him up. He's very fragile, Lewis. Even if he's hurt, he's shooting like 85% from three.
What about from the line for some freebies? How is he from the line?
99.9%.
Yeah. Okay, if he were to get fouled during one of these long releases, that would be to my advantage.
Yeah, yes. He could probably only sustain two or three fouls a game.
Yeah. Before he breaks a collarbone.
He's got to go to sleep for a while.
I'm going with Anthony Davis.
I'm
still
going
to go with Lewis.
Cannot miss a shot ever.
I'm still going to go with Lewis. I'm going to go with Lewis.
We need to have Lewis out there.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not interesting.
He deserves a spot.
Anthony's minutes without LeBron are not encouraging.
Who are some queens lately that you guys have been shouting
Who's
at?
The queens, yeah.
That we've been shouting out lately? We haven't done a segment.
Wow.
Okay. We've shouted out
more queens.
We've shouted
haven't
out.
Been that many. Huh?
Kirby.
Ego.
Uh-huh.
Ego. Lacey.
Oh, it's we've all had your friends?
Lacey. I mean, we've you know, Issa Rae.
Ego. We had Io.
We had Io first.
We had Lacey. People mentioned Kirby to us for a while, and then she got too famous.
Don't want to do the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And should not do the show.
No.
If I was in her life in a significant way, I would recommend to her, don't do the show.
But who would you be in her life? Let's fantasy play it.
Oh, wow.
Would you rather be in Kirby?
I'm Eve. I'm obsessed with my job. She's in the show Killing Eve.
I know.
Okay. Everyone's looking at me like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So that's who I would be in her life. Yeah.
Who? You would be Eve?
You would be
Eve. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
So she could kill you?
No, she's not doing that, is she?
She's looking on the computer.
I don't know. Maybe season three. We'll see.
I don't know. Do you watch it?
At times it implied that she was a betrayer.
Well, because what's she doing on the computer all the time?
Yeah. My wife and I were watching Killing... My wife is Carrie Ann Moss. My wife and I were watching Killing Eve, and Kirby was on there, and I leaned over, and I was like, she was maybe going to be on our podcast at one point.
Oh, man.
Like, bragging.
I bet that worked.
Yeah.
Who would I be in her life?
I think you could be, like, the plumber.
I could be like the satellite.
Oh, the satellite.
Guy.
The satellite guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah. It could, that scenario.
Do British people watch satellite?
Oh,
is that something they don't have in Britain?
I don't know.
They have Sky. The main one is called Sky.
Sky One. Yeah,
yeah, and that's where the satellites are. So I would have to assume yes.
Okay. Not DirecTV though. It's no. Not direct. It's
because it's controlled by the government, right? Television.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No Yahoo chats over there. So fantasy.
Yes.
So satellite wouldn't work.
What just happened for you with the glass?
I hit.
That's
I
the
hit.
First time that's ever happened. Now,
that's the first time anybody's so ever amazing. Hit the microphone.
Yeah, and this is why I continue so to podcast. It's because I think I've seen everything.
Yeah.
And then somebody hits their water glass on the microphone. I thought every possible movement had been made.
No
in
more
this
surprises
studio.
In yeah. podcasts, they say. Mm-hmm. And then,
I just did the last surprise.
That, well, that's
well,
what
is it the last?
Yeah,
though?
I don't know. I could come up with some other shit.
You, yeah, I look to you. Right. You're the future of the all network.
Right. All right.
Do I not got... let Josh see you bang the microphone like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Who's Josh?
Josh. Oh God.
You got to teach us. We don't know shit. Is it the person?
I hesitate
clapping?
To explain.
Is it the person engineering the show? What's up, Josh? No,
engineer Ryan is clapping. Can I just say I'm so glad that Ryan could just have this hour to just enjoy as an audience member now and not have to participate. He's so happy. His feet are up. He's having a blast.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see.
Just so relaxed, and he's just got a real positive energy.
Engineer Ryan said that he wouldn't be on our show anymore.
He doesn't want to talk on to it. Never talk on mic again. Okay.
That's real bold for an engineer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not really. They generally don't talk.
Nah, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know Ryan at all. I respect him as a person. I think that he's a great guy.
I thought I did. Mm. I thought I knew Ryan more than at all.
Mm.
Wait a minute. Is Ryan actually? He's engineering our show too now, right? Is that right,
Ryan?
Oh, shit. We're taking it.
Good luck.
Well, no, Ryan doesn't talk on the show. Ryan, don't even try.
Ryan, as your new host, we are allowing you.
Ryan Springs.
What's up, Ryan? Nice to meet you, Ryan.
It's nice to meet you.
No refunds, Ryan.
Nice to meet you, Ryan.
No refunds, pal.
You know, you came prepared to talk on this, and then they just took over our show.
Matt can speak for Ryan.
I like that. Matt, can you speak for Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan says hello, and he's excited to work with you guys.
Hey, Ryan, where are you from?
Ryan's from Denver.
Oh.
Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, Boulder.
Oh, okay. Same thing.
I took a guess, and I was almost right. Close
enough. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, it's so nice to meet you. You can talk to me.
How does he know Engineer Devin and their friends? You pen pals?
What? How did Devin's from Boulder also? Oh shit, I'm talking to you.
What
now.
The heck?
What the fuck, man? That's not the fucking rules, bro.
Damn, everybody getting mad.
Is this what y'all do over here? Y'all break fucking rules?
Hold on, Edgar. No, it's not. That is not what we do over here, is break fucking rules. Thank you for keeping me in check. My love language is stern talking to's.
That's a like language, man. We keep telling you. That's number 13 of the like languages.
Of the like languages. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Stern talking twos. You just are in like right now.
All right.
You guys have surpassed to love.
What's the other two? There's gifts and there is...
There's gifts, affirmation,
words
service.
Of affirmation, acts of service. Humping. What's the other two?
Humpus, you said?
Humping.
Humping?
It's got to be humping.
It's humping, dude.
I mean, sex is a love language. Let's be real.
Getting jacked off.
That's a like language. Sex is love. Getting jacked off
you
is light.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
You've never been loved by someone who was jacking you off?
You're like, I like you. And then just like start.
Yeah. That's how it normally happens.
Okay.
Reaching to the kingdom. That's what they do.
So that's what you're the kings of.
We're the kings of jerking off.
The cultural kings of is jerking off.
We didn't want to say it right away. Oh, we wanted you guys to figure it out.
Wow.
Have y'all seen that Breaking
Culture
Bad pilot?
Is like a petri dish. The Breaking Bad
Which
pilot?
Which one?
Yeah.
Narrow it down for me.
The second one. okay. where Skylar's like jerking off Walt while she's betting on eBay. I like that scene. And I thought that Walt was a little bit of an asshole for not being happy that, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's multitasking. That's okay.
He's getting jacked off while she's bidding on eBay. Mm-hmm. This you actually happened? Maybe I haven't seen this Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, this actually, I don't remember that's this. That's in the pilot of Breaking Bad. I don't remember this part at all. I remember I think he had maybe cancer.
That does, yeah, I think maybe that does happen. It's not the thing that I remember most strongly from the pilot, but it's pretty long. There must be some other stuff. And he's in his underwear for part of it.
There's no way I've seen everything that happened in it.
Yeah.
Even if I've watched it. That's crazy, man. Yeah, I wouldn't be pissed about that.
Yeah, she's multitasking.
Well, it's just like, you would be like full attention.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It depends on what she's betting on, though. What if she's betting on something and it's a bidding war and she...
That's exactly like, what the scene is.
It's a bidding war?
Yeah, time and then she's sensitive. Doing well. She's doing well. And then she's excited and she goes, yes. And he thinks that she's excited for jerking him off, but she's excited because she wants something on eBay.
What's she bidding on?
I don't know.
Friggin' Conan bobblehead?
The Funko Pops.
Probably.
Skylar collects Funko Pops.
Collector's items.
Also, artists, even if it wasn't in there the first time, artists will go back in.
And add segments.
And yes, and just like make little tweaks. And this is the magic of streaming television, which is like, you can go in there and anyone can edit it.
What's the...
You I don't put, know.
No, yes, no, it's
yes,
true.
You can.
It's
I don't
true.
Know.
No, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. It's on the computer.
I know you're all TV people.
If it's on the computer, that means you can go in and add your own stuff if you want to.
I love languages deep faking masturbation scenes into. Now, that is a love TV language. Pilots.
That's the fifth one. That's the fifth love
I
language.
I knew there was another one.
That is it.
I fixed the ending of Lost.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the one that everyone doesn't like, I got rid of it, and then I added in the ending of First Wives Club, where they're all singing in the restaurant.
What are they saying? This will be... Yeah.
Yes. This will be, what is it?
This will be!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the end of Lost now.
Oh, wow.
I think
and
I like that.
And Jack singing.
Who's Eddie Jackson?
Jack.
Jack.
Who is that a Lost character? Lost. I didn't watch Lost.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I'll see myself out. I didn't watch it.
This guy was trying to tell me about Lindelof before the show.
Jack gets that nickname because of a certain talent that he has. So now that I think about it, those scenes might have also been gone and put it later because they couldn't have showed them on ABC at the time.
Yeah, there's no way, right?
But now that they're on Hulu, they can show them.
Yeah, they went back in and added some stuff and to explain why he has that name, certain talent that he has.
Yeah.
Okay. Specific talent.
So I should watch Lost now?
You should.
Because I never wanted to, but if this is what it's about.
You're going to love it.
You're okay. So you are a cultural king. And you never even wanted to watch Lost. One of the most impactful cultural shows of the last 21st century. And to me, that is so interesting.
And I'm just crunching the numbers here, and this doesn't add up.
Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me something.
We're still learning, all right? We don't quite know what we are yet.
School's in session.
Yeah, so... Like, and there are things.
The college boys.
Where to who?
The college boys.
College boys.
I don't want to go back to college.
But you just say you're always learning and school's in session.
Yeah.
Can we go to, like, after school? Like, what's after college?
After school.
There's no after school at college.
You didn't have that section of college where you're playing Power Rangers. Well, you're waiting for your mom to pick you up.
There's no like after school program at college.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of programs at college.
I know, but it's just.
I took DARE class after college.
No, it's not like that at college.
What? Then what was I in?
I don't believe you. I don't believe you're getting tricked, maybe.
Yeah. What? No, I remember like we would do gymnastics and then we'd all sit down, we'd watch an episode of Power Rangers, we'd get fruit snacks and a juice box.
This doesn't even really sound like regular school.
No, this is what happens at historically black colleges.
It is?
Yeah, that's what we're getting confused on. You guys are talking about regular college. We're talking about historically black colleges and or universities.
Okay, and we should have clarified that.
We should have clarified that at the top.
Okay.
That's right.
When you're watching Power Rangers after college.
Yeah. After my college.
After school.
Drinking juice. Didn't you ever wonder, like, you know, it's sort of, they always start out fighting, just like punching and kicking.
Yeah.
Then they get in the machine.
Yeah.
Then they put all the machine together.
Yeah.
Then they would call, they would like blow a flute and the friggin' big dragon would come in and blow up the thing.
Yeah.
Just fucking bring the dragon. Just start with the dragon.
Start with the flute.
Just fucking do the flute.
Yeah.
And have the dragon. Because that's what where we're going.
See, listen.
After enough weeks in a row.
There's rules to this. We've established you guys break the fucking rules. You can't just go there. You have to punch and kick first.
Now I know why Sean is. Now I know what Sean's sex life is like. You go to the dragon blowing up shit first. You gotta work your way there,
excuse me.
No, Sean, I can hear it now. I can hear it now.
Excuse me.
I can hear it now. You go to the. You play now, you the know, flute what, first.
Excuse no. Ex no. Ex, no. Excuse you. In fact.
I think we know where you went wrong.
Sir. Sir.
It's okay. You can process this.
Excuse you, sir.
This is our show.
Calm down, Sean. Calm down.
Let it out.
They don't know what they're doing. Edgar and his friend, the cultural king.
It's Jackie's. You guys have been sitting on that because you didn't want to get it wrong for the past 35 minutes. But it's Jackie.
Normally Jack we Keys. Do a very complete introduction of all of our guests, but
Jackie's and his friend.
Yes. Edgar.
If you say so. You have no idea what my sex life is like.
But
just imply otherwise on our shared podcast, the Hollywood Cultural Handbook Kings, is so disrespectful. It makes me want to drive to your house with my big ass pickup truck, turn on the high beams. Blast the radio. Drink about 50 beers.
Here's where your plan goes wrong.
Okay.
I live in an apartment.
Okay.
And there's nothing to drive up to. So you and I would
the
never
see
you.
The truck has snow tires.
Your truck has snow tires?
Yeah. Yeah.
And chains.
It's got chains on it.
But you would have to drive through the building to get to me.
Okay. Is there a courtyard or anything?
You're going to destroy a lot of shit.
So there is a courtyard. There is a courtyard. That's a yes.
There's a courtyard.
That is a yes on the courtyard. There's a courtyard.
Wait, I want to know where you got them snow tires at.
Costco?
No. They revoked my membership.
No, that makes sense.
Well, I had sniffed out sort of the way to scam Costco. You know, those chickens are a loss leader. That's just to get you in the door, those roasted chickens. So if that's all you buy, they're never making any damn money off you.
And if you,
especially if you buy them all.
Yeah, if you buy them all and eat them on site and then say they made you sick.
Oh, okay. And they revoke
start telling
your membership.
Everyone else that they made you sick.
So if you buy their product and their product makes you sick, and you let people know, they will take your membership away.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like a very good company policy, which is part of what I said to Costco. But they went ahead and they stamped out the star on my membership card, and they just said, no more. No more for you.
Wait a minute. My father used to make those chickens at Costco.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Ain't your father a nurse?
My father's a nurse who makes chickens at the Costco.
Okay.
At which one?
The famous chicken nurse of Costco is your father.
Yes.
Chicken nurse
Montplaisir. Unlikely.
Chicken nurse Montplaisir.
There's no way chicken nurse Montplaisir is your dad.
Come on. Pretty far-fetched.
Come on.
I remember one Christmas he came home and he said, "Boys, I can't get you any gifts."
Why?
Because a man came in and bought all the chickens.
You know what? Right around that same
time. Wait, his salary's tied directly to the chickens?
And
is that an employee of Costco?
And it's inversely proportionate to how many chickens people are buying? It is
inversely. The more chickens that stay on the shelf, the more my father makes.
Oh.
That maybe has something to do with why my mom came home. It's like, because when people stop going to Costco for the chicken, they also stop coming for the gas. And my mom.
Your mom is a gas nurse, Neil.
She is.
No, she's not.
She is.
No,
when people stop, not. When people no, stop going for the not. Chicken, they stop coming for the gas. And even though it's at discount rates, they're like, "Well, if we ain't gonna go for food, then why are we going for the gas?" And she also came home and said, "Jacquees, I can't buy you any more presents, and I'm an only child."
Okay.
Well, you ruined Christmas.
Wait, you so became an only child because of the gas?
She had,
She had to give back my other brothers, and it's just me now.
She traded them for...
for money.
What? Guys.
Does your show have a theme song we can hear ever?
Sure.
We can talk about that. This is going to be a real
I mean,
does it have one or not?
It has a new theme.
It has a new theme song.
It has a new theme song that has not been released yet.
But what an opportunity to do it on someone else's show.
Yeah, why not?
It's in the process of being made.
Oh, we don't have it.
Can we hear the old one?
We can have the old one. Yeah, we can have the old one. It's on our Twitter. It's actually, we just retired it, so it's on our Twitter.
Ryan, are we in the Dropbox? Walk us through your process, Ryan.
But don't talk.
Ryan wants you to know that he is digging into their shared Dropbox where he's going to pull up the file and then play it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. If there's anything else you want to know about Ryan, just please ask me.
What's his love language?
I think fucking.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
No. We already said it was
crass.
Nasty.
So crass, the way he said it.
Hey, welcome to the Culture Kings podcast, the podcast that I don't host. But it is hosted by my good friends Edgar Montplaisir and Jockey Snail. Very good guys. These guys are just going to talk about pop culture,
Adam
sports,
ruining
and a lot of
everything.
People care about. I don't know how to put it.
Hold on, wait for it.
Podcast, but like a mosh pit. And if you ask me to stop, you'll start shit. I'm talking sports to politics to back and forth to plead to fifth. And now I'm coming back for more. Bling, really big ring. Basquiat with the clowny thing. With the comedians with the clowny thing. So you better bow down, Mr. Culture Kings.
Welcome to the Culture Kings, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck is up?
Jaquise, did you see Steph Curry's penis on Twitter?
I did. And I searched for it. Did you search for it?
I actually searched for it. I was looking for some memes, and then I just accidentally came across it. And I was like, oh, shit, it's Steph Curry.
It was a little crooked. It had a little bit of a hook in it.
It had a little bit of a hook in it. Almost like his layup.
Huh?
This can't be happening on podcast. Guys, we can't do this.
What? Sorry, we heard the theme song and we just jump into
it. Well, it might be nice if you defended him.
Okay, well, this can't be. I can't be doing this, you know.
It's not. It's,
what?
It's after breakfast now.
Yeah, but right now you're fucking with my money.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I completely, every morning while I'm taking a shit, I read Deadline.
Mm.
Every single morning. And I read so much Deadline that I forget. And Sean, I am so sorry. I completely forgot.
Stephen Curry and Will Arnett team for basketball comedy at Fox.
Oh. You pulled that up.
Clements will write the script and executive produce alongside Arnett and his Electric Avenue topper, Mark Forman. Curry, Jerron Smith, Eric Payton, and Janelle Lindsay of Curry's
Media. Wait. I can see your phone screen. It's evaporating.
Oh, no.
The words are fading away like
Back to the
Marty
future?
McFly's brother.
Okay. Did we fuck this up for you?
I guess we'll find out. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.